With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A goodbye to former Vice President Dick Cheney at the Washington National Cathedral.
Former President George W. Bush described Cheney as funny and easygoing, a style his public image never caught up with. But he wasn't your standard issue politician.
I arrived back at the conclusion that they do not come any better than Dick Cheney.
All of us who loved him so dearly say to him, good night, sweet dad.
Cheney and his daughter Liz, a former congresswoman, were caught up in a feud with President Trump over the Capitol riot investigation.
Though he was inspired to service by President Kennedy, Dick Cheney became a Republican. But he knew that bonds of party must always yield to the single bond we share as Americans.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The latest findings on the deadly UPS plane crash in Kentucky have been released.
Federal investigators say the UPS plane that crashed in Kentucky and killed 14 people had cracks in the left wing's engine mount. A series of six photos the National Transportation Safety Board released showed the rear of the engine starting to detach before it flew up and over the wing as flames erupted. The next image shows the wing engulfed by flames as the burning engine flies above it. The final image shows the plane starting to get airborne. But the NTSB says the MD-11 plane only got 30 feet off the ground.
Correspondent Haya Panjwani reporting. The Trump administration is proposing new oil drilling off the California and Florida coasts for the first time in decades as President Trump seeks to expand U.S. oil production that's already leading the world. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 386 points, the Nasdaq dropped 486, the S&P 500 declined by 103. This is SRN News. A Christian legal group is ready for the annual Christmas Wars.
For more than 20 years, Liberty Counsel has carried out its Friend or Foe campaign, which offers legal help to anybody trying to put Christ back in Christmas and having trouble doing that. Liberty Counsel points out that, quote, publicly sponsored nativity scenes on public property are constitutional. Classroom discussion of the religious aspects of the holidays is permissible. And students may distribute religious Christmas cards to their classmates. Michael Harrington reporting.
A South Carolina bill that would allow judges to sentence women who get abortions to decades in prison has stalled after failing to get out of a legislative subcommittee this week. Four of the six Republicans on the panel refused to vote on the measure, which would ban all abortions unless the woman's life is threatened. The three Democrats were then able to vote against sending the bill forward. This is SRN News. Investors couldn't seem to shake off their jitters about tech stocks today despite some positive news, Bob Agnew reports.
When investors worry about a possible AI bubble collapse, all eyes shift to NVIDIA, right at the forefront of accelerated computing that's been all the rage lately. The good news is, it turns out rumors of the chipmaker's demise were greatly exaggerated, but despite another blowout profit report, NVIDIA was the heaviest weight on the market Thursday, down almost $6 a share by the closing bell. Overall, the NASDAQ composite sank by 2.2%. Bob Agner reporting.
Law enforcement leaders in Charlotte, North Carolina, say a federal immigration crackdown centered around the city appears to be tapering off today, but a Homeland Security official insists the operation will continue. A spokesman says the operation is not over. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.